Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at signs concerning the return of Christ out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 24. We begin our study on Monday looking at verse 32, where the Bible says, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree, when his branch is yet tender, and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh." And as we pointed out, we believe that the symbol of the fig tree is a sign of political Israel. And of course, political Israel put forth its leaves in 1948. No fruit yet, but put forth leaves as a sign of the rebirth of the state of Israel. And the scripture went on to say, "This generation shall not pass." And this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled, in verse number 34. Well, today we're going to take it one step further. I want to look at what the scripture says and look at the passage. The scripture teaches that we're also, that in the days of Noah, that in as in the days of Noah. Well, in verse chapter 24, as we look in this passage, in this phrase, and when you begin to think about the days of Noah, the flood was a sign of end time events. It's a sign of the rapture, when times begin to parallel the events that led up to the destruction of the earth the first time. And as we begin to think about some of the things that were common in Noah's day, we know that it was a time of spiritual decline. We know that it was a time that the scripture says that man's imagination was on evil continually. We know that it was a time of social dilemma. From that we gather that crime became a problem, and lawlessness, and all these other things. We believe it was a time of shameless depravity, because when it come time for the righteous to board the ark, only 8 souls were left upon the face of the earth. And so the depraved nature of man had overcome, and certainly was in the majority. And just before the flood was also a sign of a time of scientific development. There were things that were being developed, artifices of brass and all these other things. And so there were cities being built and other things. And so it was not the sometimes what we would think the Stone Age days, in which sometimes we're characterizing with, but rather it was a time of scientific development. There was also a time of strong delusion. The scripture teaches that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And I personally believe that he preached and gave warning there that judgment was coming upon the earth. And yet, as far as we know, Noah had not one single convert save his own family. His 3 sons and their wives, and of course his wife, 8 precious souls on board that ark. And then we know that it was a time of sudden destruction. The Bible says that they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. And so a time that was characterized by secular humanism, by people without need of God, pulling themselves up by their own bootstraps, a time of gross materialism, that people valued things more than they valued God. And my friend, these certainly are parallels of the time. The Bible says they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, and that was the honorable ones. And so this is certainly a parallel and a picture of the time in which we live. And it is a sign that the Lord Jesus will soon return. The Bible says in the latter part of verse number 39 of Matthew 24, "So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." May I say, as we see these things draw nigh, and as we see these things culminate, we know, just as we said of the fig tree, that summer is nigh. We don't know the day nor the hour, but we know the season is nigh unto us. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you'd help us, and may we have found faithful in looking for your appearing, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.